This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Los Angeles Unified School District had plans to give every kid an iPad. That is a billion-dollar proposition for the second largest school district in the country. But after no small amount of controversy, some schools in LA are being allowed to choose which tablet they are going to use. That is an idea that could reach far beyond Los Angeles. As part of Learning Curve, our project on education and technology, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports now on the battle to own the classroom.
Looks like the one-size-fits-all approach may not be the best strategy after all. Some LA schools will get to choose between half a dozen tablets and laptops.
That allows the students and the teachers to see what works best for them.
Brandon Martinez teaches at USC's Rossier School of Education.
And then they can give feedback, they can possibly swap devices, and then make a more informed decision when they look to purchase at a larger scale.
LA's switch isn't good news for Apple, but it's not going to knock the company off its throne as king of the educational technology market.
Apple is in a very, very strong position. They're the number one in the U.S. They have a dominance of the tablet market.
Mike Fisher studies the education market for Future Source. He says the competition is coming on fast.
The big trend we've seen in the last year has been the rise of Chromebook.
Chromebooks run Google-based apps. They can be relatively cheap. In 2012, Chromebooks accounted for only 1% of school devices shipped. By the end of last year, Chromebooks had a quarter of the market. Microsoft is also a big player. Fisher thinks Amazon might jump into the education game. And he guesses they'll all start hooking up with curriculum providers.
You see some of the big publishers that are on the marketplace, people like Scholastic, Pearson, McGraw-Hill, Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, partnering with hardware vendors.
Schools are a $13 billion global battlefield for makers of educational technology. Stephen Baker is an analyst at the NPD Group.
It's a green field, a place to sell that doesn't have anything now, so it's all new volume.
By some estimates, only about a quarter of students and teachers in the U.S. have a classroom computing device. And as we move to a world where more kids are taking tests and learning online, schools are going to want computers in everyone's hands. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
All right, come on. What are kids really using their devices for? We've got the answers at marketplace.org/learningcurve.